Are you insane?
They are insane!
We're in the hands of an adolescent.
It is a cellular peptide cake.
But meant frosting.
It does like you.
Mr. Kim, 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 Kim.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
How you doing, Mike?
Here's Spock.
Oops!
Now, if you're watching this video on Facebook, on our Facebook page, or wherever else we have it, you would see a wonderful reinterpretation of that. I'm doing like this pivot to video where I can actually control the music. Now I have this little button here. I can press the music. It starts up and stops. It was one of the few things holding me back from being a self-contained television studio is being able to control the music. But I can do it. Are you insane?
You insane?
They are insane.
Oops. We skip ahead. So my name is Mike McCafferty. This is a podcast and a video series about Star Trek. And this is about trivia. What is the only Star Trek series where the theme song has lyrics? It's been a long road getting from there to here. Wrong. It is tied with the original series. That's right, the original series. Now, you probably know this if you've been listening to this podcast, you've been watching this podcast. Are you insane? They are insane. You know, I'm not telling you anything new because I told you this before, that Gene Roddenberry, celebrating the 100th anniversary of his birth, I guess, a little while ago, great bird of the galaxy, entrepreneur, an enterprising young man, garnered half of the royalties of Alexander Courage's theme to Star Trek, Where No Man Has Gone Before. How did he do this, you say? Because he wrote lyrics for the theme to Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. I got to pick the right key. Da, 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 da. That actually has lyrics. And so you know that because I've mentioned this before, but we've never done a deep dive on it. And so today, as a mini track, as a mini podcast, let us do a deep dive on that song. On the lyrics, I should say. Gene Roddenberry did this with Alexander Courage's, without Alexander Courage's knowledge, Sandy Courage, as the guy called him in the Star Trek convention when I went to see this guy talk to Dennis McCarthy. That was actually quite an interesting, convention panel. That was the only one that was of interest, I suppose, where they talked to him a little bit about the music, no matter how he was sort of stifled to making that kind of wallpaper kind of music. But even at his most grandiose, there's nothing as outrageously bombastic as the music from the original series. I'm not going to play any right now because I'm sure Facebook or whomever will ding me for it. But we know Alexander Courage's da 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 da. We know Gerald Freed's da 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 da. And Ruth, da 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 da. We talked to Gerald Freed about it. We talked to him. What kind of great podcast is this? I don't make any money off this. I don't want any money off of this. I want the freedom, my First Amendment protected right, and get vaccinated. I'm not one of those people who doesn't think vaccines work. I do. They do work. I have it. I got the jab probably before most of you. Like 2017. That's not true. Sandy Courage was quite shocked to find out that Gene Roddenberry had decided to write lyrics for the song about a couple of years after it had been written and put into the show. He did that because he would get half of the royalties from the song, from the theme song, theme music, which then became the theme song because now there's lyrics to it. If you ever wonder about a composer and a lyricist, they split the money 50-50. Alexander Courage was making 100% of the music royalties until Gene Roddenberry came in and scribbled out these lyrics. But I think maybe perhaps, because he's the great brother of the galaxy, maybe there's genius to be found in this. Maybe these were not just half-assed scribblings on the back of a piece of memo parchment designed purely for money. As he said himself, I got to make money somehow off of this. No, I think there is true intent and the true meaning of Star Trek or Christmas may be found in this. Let us take a look. Da, 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 da. So it starts off. Move my little box of me down there. Beyond the rim of the starlight, my love is wandering in starflight. Okay, so let's take this. I picked a low key, so it is kind of low later on the day. Beyond the rim of the starlight. Okay, that's pretty good. I mean, light travels in both waves and in particles. So if it's traveling in waves, I'm sure you can have a rim around that wave, the rim of the starlight. My love. Ah, so this there's a person singing about another person. So the singer is speaking of my love is wandering in starflight. Now, wandering is spelled W-A-N-D, apostrophe R-I-N-G, wandering, almost like it's Harry Potter. Da 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 da. I have a wand and I have a ring. No, it's wandering. But as Alexander Sandy Courage said, the lyrics are so bad because the syncopation of them is off. Now, the word is wandering, but in order to make it fit, it's wandering in starflight. My love is wandering in starflight. We have starlight. And now we have starflight. Starflight is a little bit kind of a wonky term. I mean, there's space flight, right? Because you're flying in through space. I mean, like I guess starflight could be flying through the stars, flying to the stars, flying a star. I don't know. Light and flight, they rhyme. There you go. Beyond the rim of the starlight, my love is wandering in starflight. Next line. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches love, strange love a star woman teaches. This line confuses me. These couple of lines are confusing. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches. So now, whoever is singing this is singing about a man. So my love is wandering in starflight. Wandering in starflight. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches. So this is someone speaking about a man. Are they speaking about Captain Kirk? I don't know. Is this Ruth? Da, 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 da. Does she even know that he flies out there? I mean, she sort of knows. I mean, no, she knows. But I was thinking about Edith Keeler. So maybe Ruth knows. Maybe Ruth is singing. Ruth is singing about Kirk. I know he'll find in star-clustered reaches. Star-clustered reaches, that's okay. I like that. Third mention of the word star. Now, love, strange love, a star woman teaches. This line freaks me out. I don't know what the hell's going on here. So I know in star-clustered reaches, he, love, comma, strange love, not just love. Star Trek is all about different love. And this is certainly reflected in this line here. Love, strange love, a star woman teaches. Who is doing the teaching to this person of the love, comma, strange love? Not just love, but strange love. And certainly, so this person, man or woman, possibly Ruth, maybe Edith Keeler. Okay, I shouldn't remember Edith's theme. Is singing that this person, this man, is out there wandering in star-clustered reaches, finding strange love. Being taught by a star woman. We have four references of star. There's no subterfuge. The song is called Star Trek, and it will be revealed in a second here. But this song is all about star. Just let's keep that in the back of our head. While we think about the fact that in star-clustered reaches, love, strange love, a star woman teaches, and he's looking for it. He's finding strange love. So this person who is in love with Captain Kirk or whomever, maybe it's Pike, could be, maybe it's Vina. Maybe Vina is in love with Pike. Maybe she's letting him go. I don't know about that. Maybe that's my strongest take of what Gene Roddenberry's lyrics are, is that this is Vina singing to Christopher Pike and lamenting the fact, although she's kind of got some strange love going on there, right? She has like her body's reconditioned because of the Talosians, they rebuilt her. They didn't have a human to go by. So we built this woman with a hunch, like a weird hunch, and just like put her together like a bunch of Play-Doh. In this song, this person is singing that her love or this person's love will find strange love of a star woman that will teach him the strange love, will teach him strange love. And this person's okay with it. So is this star woman teaching strange love, or is the person singing it saying, you know what? I have strange love in my heart. And so he can go off and be with a star woman. And I still love him. As I said, these couple of lines here are a little baffling. Let's bring it home though. I know his journey ends never. Money line here, his Star Trek, not capitalized, will go on forever. Okay, I know his journey ends never. His Star Trek will go on forever. It's kind of the same thing. Journey, trek. Now in this kind of stanza here, these two lines here, we are very definite. Journey and trek. Now you remember, I think I told you that originally, I think it's Robert Butler who directed the pilot, wanted to call the show Star Trek, T-R-A-C-K. Lots of people call it Star Trek. Oh, you watch the Star Trek? It's almost like T-R-A-K when they say that. But he wanted to call it Star, T-R-A-C-K, as though we are on a track for a star, because he thought Star Trek was kind of too ungainly, too highfalutin. But here in these lyrics, It is absolute. I know his journey ends never. His Star Trek will go on forever. Those are sort of complementary and sort of redundant, right? If the journey ends never, his Star Trek will go on forever. It's sort of like one equals one. We probably could have just ended it. I know his journey ends never. Mm-hmm. Just have that as an instrumental. But we get the money line. His Star Trek will go on forever. Now, she or this person is kind of a little fickle because they say at first he's going wandering, but then he's got a journey with a trek. Treks don't seem wondrous. They seem wondrous, but not wondrous. Although, as counterpoint, a journey that ends never has no destination. His Star Trek goes on forever, so perhaps he is wandering. Although if it's a trek, it feels like you're just going in a straight line into infinity. This person not only has strange love, but strange ideas of what wandering and journeys and treks are. But tell him while he wanders, oh, his starry sea, remember me. That's why I did such a low key. Gotta get that. But tell him, now, I don't know who is telling him this. I don't know who this person is dispatching this message to. While he wanders his starry sea, once again, we are wandering, except the E, which mysteriously vanished in the first wandering, has reappeared in wanders. But tell him while he wanders his starry sea, tell him this, O courier of mine, dispatch this message to my strange love star cluster finding person. Remember me. Oh, it's not, maybe it's Spock. Maybe it's Spock saying, remember. Maybe it's Spock talking to McCoy. Because remember, Spock said, remember to McCoy. Although he might've been talking to Kirk. I mean, it certainly could be that Spock is singing to either McCoy or to Kirk, probably to Kirk, right? And maybe he's okay. Maybe he's okay then with like, I know in Star Cluster reaches love, strange love a star woman teaches. Although he does say his love. That person says love. So the whoever is singing this is a mystery person to be sure. But they're okay with this person, Pike or Kirk or Archer or Picard, probably not Janeway. Or Michael Burnham, unless they got it wrong. Like, oh, Michael. Oh, the captain is named Michael. Oh, but it's a girl. Okay. And I'm not trying to be gender specific on this, but this song is gender specific. It has pronouns that indicate, you know, male and female gender. So let's just be okay with that in 2021. But tell him while he wanders his starry sea, remember me. So at some point in time, this person came by and it feels like Kirk, right? It has to be Kirk because Kirk is such a player. he rolls into town, hooks up with this person, and then he's like, I gotta go. So maybe it is Ruth. Could be Spock. Maybe at the end of the five-year mission, Kirk dropped off Spock, and I'm going to go off. That doesn't make sense, because I thought they got decommissioned after that. So probably it could be Ruth. So he rolls away, and then she sings, because like he's off on this Star Trek. He's wandering. Where are you going, Jim? I'm going wandering. Wandering. What? Wandering. You mean wandering? No, wandering. I don't understand, Jim. Are you wandering? No, I'm wandering. I know. I'm punching up that joke. He goes off, and she's totally okay. Ruth is totally fine with him having strange love, because a star woman will teach him. Now, I don't know if this is a woman born of star or just a woman from a different star. You know, we have at least six instances of the word star or starry placed in this song, which doesn't have a whole lot of words to it. You know, maybe it's got like 60 words to it, and six of them are star. So 10%, and I'm kind of doing like some I'm eyeballing it here. 10% is about the word star. And 1/30th is about wander or wandering. So I don't, I'll have to do the full-on math on this. But this person, Ruth, Spock, Vina, maybe it's Vina and Pike, remember me. Now, if it was Vina, that'd be great, right? Because he does eventually remember her, and he goes back, and that's really sweet. But if his journey ends never, it's kind of sad, isn't it? This is like a really sad song, because like, oh, he's never going to come back. His Star Trek will go on forever. His journey ends never. But have him remember me, even though he's not going to see me. And I'm super cool with him having star love, a strange love with a star woman. This is terrible. This is a terrible, sad, sea shanty-like, Edgar Allan Poe-esque kind of dark song. These are the lyrics that Gene Roddenberry wrote, hurriedly wrote, stuffed into it, got his 50%. I guess, you know, I mean, I guess I don't begrudge him, but I don't understand what these lyrics mean. It's been a long road getting from there to here. I guess I get that. We could go through that. I have faith of the heart. Sure, I get all of that. This, boy, there's a lot of characters involved in this. The narrator, the star woman. Our object of our narrator's affection, and the courier, the messenger who is bringing this message to our star-faring person to remember this person. It got Roddenberry 50% of the royalties in perpetuity. There you go. At least until, I believe it's 100 years after the death of that person. So probably another 70 years, or it's like 99 years, unless they change that. In 70 years, we can all sing this without fear. But until then, we should sing it with fear. And to be honest, my favorite lyrics of this, and this is a visual gag, you'll probably get this, is this. The wonderful soprano singing. Ah, do you think if Alexander Sandy Courage would have put in ah in the main title music, he would have gotten full rights to this? Gosh, I hope so. I wish that would have happened. Maybe perhaps in another universe. All right, that is my breakdown of this. Look, I even have this music playing here. Hopefully I won't get dinged on this. I'll continue to talk over it, that they know that this is not copyrightable music, or that if it is, it is used in reflection. This is all I'm talking about music. But this can certainly be important. I don't know. I'm sure Facebook will flag it. Oh, it just went off too. Interesting.
Can I go? That it should be hauled away as.
Oh wow! I forgot. I didn't know I had all this stuff. Let's see. Oh, I guess it didn't record all of it.
Folks don't need us swimming in their suit.
I guess I have all these extra quotes. I'll have to go back and fix this. But let's listen.
Destruct sequence completed and engaged.
Oh, I guess that's it.
Don't you understand?
When the train comes in, everybody rides.
Your daddy can put them up, can he?
I meant to say that it should be hauled away as garbage.
Now, these folks don't need us swimming in their suit.
That's a weird line, isn't it? We talked about it. Well, we haven't talked about that. We should talk about the neutral zone. Did we talk about the neutral zone? I don't know. I just, that music should have carried me out. Instead, I'm Mike McCafferty, and I just want to talk about Star Trek.